Now you go back and do something constructive, Susan.
Thanks for your consideration.
Morning, gentlemen.
Buffer, or you want?
Buffer.
No, let's go to buffer.
Get it over there.
Okay.
Keep them in order. We have several items of old business this morning.
Okay.
First one being an ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Article 1, 3, 4, and 6 of the Code of Sussex County relating to forested and/or landscape buffers, site plans, and bonding requirements, and to amend Chapter 115 of the Code of Sussex County, Article 3, to add a provision allowing council to require a forested and/or landscape buffer for conditional use in residential planned communities of single-family or multifamily dwellings. The Planning and Zoning Commission on November 29th, 2007, held a public hearing on this application. We heard comments from Mabel Granke relating to the ordinance amendments. That was the only participant. There was a consensus of support for the need of such an ordinance. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the ordinance. The commission unanimously recommended that this ordinance amendment be approved as presented, and that motion carried 5-0. On December 4th of 2007, council held a public hearing on the same ordinance. We had participation through correspondence from Brian Hall, the Austin State Planning Coordination. We had a lengthy discussion. The minutes show about 6 pages of text or 7. Public comments were heard from Dan Kramer, Ken Christianberry of Axiom Engineering, Kevin McBride of Morris and Ritchie Associates, Preston Dyer of Ocean View. The council again had a lengthy discussion. And at the conclusion of the public hearing on December 4th, deferred action and left the record open for unlimited time period.
And that's where we are, huh?
That's where we are. Just recently, you have a memorandum before you, I believe.
Yes.
It's from Dave Baker, County Administrator, in reference to somewhat revisions. The proposed revisions that are included in the ordinance are summarized. The 30-foot buffer surrounding the entire perimeter of the property has been changed to 20. The minimum number of required trees remains at 20 per each 100-foot linear or length of buffer. If the project is phased, a buffer for each phase must be complete before the next phase of the project begins. The commission does, for your information, have the right to waive certain conditions, and they would be included in an advertisement if a subdivision, for example, being advertised or an RPC or a conditional use, that if they were applying for such waiver, it had to be noted in the advertisement. The same way we do the length of the waiver and length of the street for cul-de-sacs.
Okay. So there really be no change as far as the way we advertise it to the public, though?
No, the advertisement stays the same. The only thing we do, we advertise for a waiver, typically for length of street. We've had requests for waivers in the forest and buffer requirement. Within the last year, it was included in the advertisement so that it's up front and everybody knows that it's being requested.
Absolutely.
The wording now on this title, where it says it allows the council to require a forested buffer, doesn't mean it's required, right? It's only required with the
major subdivision.
Just on major subdivisions.
Where it makes reference there to council, it makes reference to the conditional use in residential planned community section of the administrative section of the code.
Well, what's new about that? We've always had that ability, right? We've
done it by policy. It's not noted in the regulations.
Right, but I mean, we've always had the ability to do that, correct?
By policy, but not
right.
written out in the code.
Okay, but I mean, as a legislative ability, we can always impose it. We just haven't done it. We just rarely ever did it.
You could, but you also couldn't. You do and you don't. You didn't have to. This way it says you will.
This still allows that you can do it and not do it. Doesn't say we have to do it.
To not do it.
It basically says the council shall have the right to impose a condition requiring the applicant to install it.
That's what I'm trying to think.
Just wasn't clear, okay. But it makes reference to 99-5 and 99-6D of the subdivision ordinance, so you have criteria related to that requirement.
Okay, we do have. If we do impose it, we have criteria. Now that's good. The only weakness again of this is it's the council sits here and depends on who's up in front of us and the arguments they make and. Certain people said slick lawyers sometimes.
We don't see major subdivisions.
And we don't see, we're seeing mostly RPCs and conditional uses anyway. So we've left another big loophole so that we're not going to get in a lot of our new development forested buffers, right? That's a possibility still exists.
Just a second.
Wait, let me.
It's up to council.
It's up to council, right. So this ordinance really just addresses one area that we don't see that many applications.
It'll be any conditional use or any residential plan community. You don't see subdivisions still.
But it'll be required. It's not required though.
It allows you to impose that condition.
Which we got like a minute ago.
But
you just said
you
it, which
the
is just like
criteria that you need to be able to impose it.
Right.
Now the criteria.
How many
is
times good. Have we turned it down?
The criteria is good, but we may not even impose a forested buffer. So the criteria means nothing if we don't impose it.
Right.
It's only if you impose it. So the debate hasn't been what criteria, Mr. Jones, it's been, you know, to put one in there or how many feet it is. So it still has that open-ended thing when it comes to RPCs and conditional uses.
They would do it unless they get a waiver saying they don't have to.
Right.
Who would?
Yeah.
The developer.
How many people have not done
it? It would be a requirement. This reads as a requirement?
I would say possibly that one or two have requested it. I won't say they were granted a waiver.
Out of how many? Probably in the last 5 years?
No, it's only been one or two requests of a waiver.
Right.
Let me ask.
Been supplying it because it's a section of the code.
Can I ask you, Jim? You're saying that if an application comes in as a conditional use for housing and
for an RPC.
RPC or whatever, the application would be required to have a 30-foot forested buffer?
Unless you grant a waiver.
So the application would be up here. When we would see have the hearing, they would do all their drawings and everything else? Or when's the waiver happen?
Well, it would be included in their site plan.
But don't worry, why
so that? If they don't include it, that means the assumption is, I guess, they would have a drawing.
They'd have to come to you for a waiver not to include it.
Before they did all their drawings?
Maybe Lawrence could answer.
I mean, I don't get this. It seems confusing.
They have to, in their request for a conditional use or a residential plan community, they have to show what they propose.
Right.
To?
In all aspects.
To who?
Of what they're proposing. To the commission and council.
Right. When would they ask? So their drawings would show either with or without.
With or without. And
their presentation would be that we're showing it without because we want a waiver because of certain reasons.
But it has to be granted.
I thought it was just.
It has to be granted by it. Has to be.
So they can still. So we.
To request it.
Right. We can still hear an application presented without the forested buffer, which is what I just said. We do it today. They come in without forested buffers. We have the ability to add them. So I don't see anything really dramatically changed here.
Not really.
Except we have some spec. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
It
hasn't
just
really
says
changed.
That you should have the right to impose that condition.
Right.
We do that now, right. That's what I'm saying. So this doesn't change anything. So there's no guarantee that we're going to get forested buffers. That's what I'm trying to say.
And it makes reference to the forested buffer criteria.
I think forested buffers are important. They ought to be imposed in these residential areas.
George, you got any other question?
No, just that one. And the other one would be... Yes?
On page 4.
Let's see.
99-6, general requirements and restrictions.
Number 4 what now?
Page 4, 99-6.
Right.
Forested buffer or landscape buffer must be depicted on the preliminary and final site plans for each major subdivision of lands in the 4 or more lots and must be established in accordance with all the requirements for 99-5, A through J.
Then
as Lawrence was saying, it must be shown there.
So when we have our hearing, it'll be shown.
What says?
Okay, then shouldn't the wording, then why shouldn't the wording then be changed in the title? Because it gives the impression that there's a, you know, some discretion going on here that the county can impose it or not. And but if it's going to be in the drawings and we're seeing it, why don't we have a different mechanism for taking it out? Like a variance or a special exception. I mean, it just seems awful misleading. The title says one thing.
You could certainly remove that provision which allows someone to apply for a waiver. But as it's written, it has the developer could apply for a waiver. But
they can't get it unless they apply for it.
That's the commission's decision.
I think the title's...
Okay. If you're concerned about the title, you could certainly
make
a motion to amend it from allowed to required, but you know, it's...
Well, it is required.
I think it's...
I don't remember you bringing it up, George. We've talked about this thing about six times, and, you know, it's, you know, I guess maybe...
I think if you read the substance of it, it is a requirement.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking the title should say, then, if it's a requirement in the text, in the body of it, it ought to say requiring in the title. It's just a suggestion. So
okay, yeah. No problem. Mr. Phillips, got any question?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
My only question, Mr. Lank, 99.6 says a forested or landscape buffer. Say that I've got a subdivision and there's waterfront down there. Everybody wants to see the water. I can do a landscape buffer without having plant trees?
It could be a landscape buffer, but it would have to be approved through the process.
Right, but I mean, if I'm paying $1 zillion for a waterfront lot and the people behind me are buying and paying extreme prices for waterfront or for property that overlooks the pond or whatever, they don't want 20 trees planted in front of them so they can't see the water. So what do they do to get a landscape buffer? They got to get permission from the commission?
It would have to be from commission and council. Well, in this case, on subdivision, it would be at the commission only. And they would have to request a waiver, and it would have to be advertised.
This is done, Dale, this is done before any houses are built. Typically, this is done during a layout.
It would be advertised with, as I said earlier, as it's being, they're proposing, say, 20 acres into 40 lots and a waiver in their forested buffer requirement. Then they would have to present in the public hearing process what they were requesting.
And they could do a landscape buffer.
And they could.
If they grant that, okay, I'm fine.
I guess so. Then I'll just butt in just for a second. Okay, buddy, if there are, what is it, 4 foot, what are we, wetlands? And then they would be required to do a 50-foot buffer, is that correct? If it's part of our wetland stipulation,
there's a 50-foot buffer requirement from state wetlands.
Okay, state wetlands. So if they actually are in front of state wetlands, then it would be...
Federal code only references the state.
Right. Okay, Mr. Rogers?
My concern has been since the beginning that I thought it should be three sides at least, not the front, and I don't like to be reduced. I think it should be in the title, front and back, and in the middle, not suggesting it should be mandatory.
On every one?
That's right.
I agree. Yeah, I agreed with you.
I've said that since day one.
Yeah, no, you're right. And this one, this doesn't permit that. That says only if it's against agriculture, so then when that agricultural use goes away, then that development wouldn't have to put any buffer.
It does. It requires them to.
If it's a cluster, this ordinance does not amend the cluster ordinance.
Right.
Cluster ordinance stays as written.
Right.
The cluster ordinance.
So they wouldn't have to do it.
Under this ordinance, they wouldn't have to do that.
But if it's a cluster, they'd...
But we're not talking about cluster. I'm talking about this ordinance.
This ordinance makes reference to all the entire outer perimeter.
Right.
That's different doesn't criteria matter what the use for around the perimeter as it does along the road, because you don't want the full dense forested buffer along the road because you impact site visions and everything
else. Right. Well, I think everybody gets consensus there. But the three other, the rear and the sides buffer are 30 feet. Is that on every... It's
supposed to be 20.
They've dropped it to 20.
It's now dropped to 20. Okay.
Front cover page you got here?
Yeah, I see it.
He hadn't read it yet. He's working on it.
No, I'm busy reading these other things. I'm reading all this stuff.
Okay.
If a subdivision comes in and applies into this and gets the buffers all the way around, Lawrence,
right,
and the adjoining use is an agricultural use,
right,
when that agricultural use comes in for subdivision approval or RPC or whatever, do they have to put in this?
You get an additional 20.
They would get another 20 there.
So there'd be 20, there'd be a 40 then.
The argument we had months ago was putting 30 and 30 together, you end up with 60 of area that's set aside for forested landscape buffer.
Okay.
And that was, it seemed to be a little bit.
So this is everyone will be required. Okay. Okay.
Right. Everybody deals the same page.
I have a buffer, but it may not have trees in it.
Right.
They may have a buffer, but it may not have trees in it. It'll have 20
foot. But they have to meet the requirements of 20 trees per 100 foot within right. that. The buffer's a buffer. The trees are the tree. There's two different, like,
it
sections here.
Won't necessarily be a dense pine
right, right.
or evergreen row. It could
It'll be
all the city of trees, or at least 60 or 70%. 70 is what it says in the code. Yeah, one other thing I noted, and this is just a typo, and on the first page of the ordinance, and Jim, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the last paragraph, the whereas, it says section 115.18, it should have been 218.
218?
Right.
Well, those whereases don't end up in the ordinance anyway.
Yeah, no, but and then on the next to the last page of the ordinance, I think it is. There's another reference. The title on page 5, the last section, 115-18, forested and or landscape buffer requirement, also should be 218. And the paragraph should be labeled as E, and that would be done by the,
okay.
that would be done by the printer.
Okay.
I don't think your intent was to put it on the effect on governmental function.
Right.
I agree.
At one point in time, we talked about trying to determine the cost of this ordinance to those, to the housing units. Has there been any investigation on cost?
We talked to architect, but I don't know, asking for the information, but we didn't get it back. We asked for a landscape architect just to give us that information, but we didn't get it.
I
didn't get it directly anyway.
Something that's going to have this big of an impact. I mean, you're talking about quite an expense when you start defining the size of the trees as being as thick as they are, the types of trees, the shade trees.
The difficulty was the ordinance didn't say.
Excuse me?
The difficulty was the ordinance didn't really say what type of trees they were, and they're in there throwing in Leland cypress.
It's saying deciduous, for instance, versus evergreen. It's talking about an inch and a half in diameter, a minimum of 6 feet above the ground when planted.
That was the recommendation that was discussed to the council months ago.
And all I asked at the time was some cost figures, because we are.
Did not get a response to the cost.
We were talking about affordable housing earlier today without any clue what this is going to cost future homeowners. I hesitate to move forward just yet.
It was requested, but we didn't get a response.
Okay.
I mean,
it may be forthcoming. You just don't know. It was put on the agenda today by somebody. And
it was put on by me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let's
get that
figure months ago. It set there so long, I forgot. But it was asked for at that right after.
And then you have $30,000 in this buffer, and half of them die. You got another $15,000 to replant them or what have you. I'm just throwing numbers out without actually getting some figures from an expert. I think we're kind of.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
That information was asked for at the time of the last deferral, and we didn't get a response.
But if we,
it sat there for since
right
November, basically, or December.
Somebody needs to stay on top of it.
But if we keep every week putting it off, you're going to have a piece of paper that don't mean nothing.
Let's just get that figure, at least. We ought to know what something's going to cost before we go mandating it.
I think it's going to cost money.
Gentlemen, either yay or nay, let's keep moving.
I move we defer a week to get the cost of this ordinance per 100 square feet or per 100 linear feet, and then we can run the numbers from there.
Check it out. Okay.
I make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Dale, I got just got one clarification.
I think
the word allow, is there a way we can, is it possible to mess with that word in the title?
Allow.
Mr. Griffin?
Can we change the title?
Allowing council to require.
Advertising again?
The title doesn't end up being part of the code book.
Okay.
I think the clear import of this is that it is required unless somebody comes with an amendment. But before you adopt there have been some proposed changes to it, I think we need to go through and approve those amendments, and then after we do that, adopt it.
What amendments did we make? Okay.
Well, from the, we've changed several references of 30 feet in width to 20 feet. There's about five things, and I can.
While we, can we make a motion to adopt the amended part, and then you can list that?
Let me, you want me to just go through what they are?
Please do.
Okay, on page one, seventh whereas clause, the last whereas clause on the page to amend where the reference of 115-18 to be 115-218. On page two, the reference to the buffer was, second line was previously 30 feet. That would need to be amended to change it to 20 feet.
Excuse me.
On page three, item F, the second sentence has been added to require for phase developments that the buffer be constructed for each phase before the county would approve or grant a permit to construct the next phase. Next item would be on page four, I, again, the width of the buffer there would be need to be amended from 30 feet to 20 feet. And on page D, again, the width of the buffer from 30 feet to 20 feet. And then on the last, on page five, section 118-18, to amend that section reference from 118 to 18 to 115-218. I'm sorry.
Okay, 115-218.
Right. And those are the amendments.
I'll make a motion we adopt the amendments to the buffer ordinance.
One question. Can I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
In a second.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Changing it to 20 feet, and it's written here by, I guess, Mr. Griffin, that maybe we should consider the number of trees, that it would be difficult to get 20 trees in a 20-foot buffer. Should we cut that to 15 percentage-wise? Can we still get 20 trees in there, you think, Mr. Lang?
Get a 10-foot separation distance, which you probably would need for the trees to survive. You could get 20 trees in there, but you'd have to plant them along the outer edge of the buffer. And then the second row would be basically, if you staggered them, you could get it.
Mr. Lang's got a drawing.
It's ugly, but it's a drawing.
I thought you might have run across that difficulty coming up here, right, Mark?
What do you got there?
Oh, well, what I tried to do was take a 20 situation of 20 and a situation of 30. You end up with, if it's staggered, you can end up with 19, but they're still dense. That would be the first one to your right.
Right. How far are trunks apart? 12 feet?
They're 10 foot apart. I just went center of the trunk.
We need to cut it back by 15.
And then the second one is within 30 foot, and they're staggered. You get 29 because of the stagger. You get one row that's left.
Why don't we just say 15? Add 15 to 20 trees. Give them an option.
And you see the two on the on your left would be just a single and a double row within 20 and 30 foot. And what so you end up with is
difficulty. Say no less than 15.
You could have some trees.
Or just 15. Say 15 to 20 trees, give them an option to do whatever they want. Just add.
Well, the way it reads now is
doesn't have to be exact.
Shall include a minimum of. So if you change that.
Yeah, I could do that.
To something lower, they could still put in more.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
That would be on the page one, right. Immediately after the definition, item A, where it says 20 trees. And so that would need to be amended if that number is going to change.
And what I drew was basically would appear to be evergreens, and that's why it would look such a mass.
Right.
I mean, if you're looking at deciduous trees, you're going to get the same problem, but it's going to be higher up and a longer time to happen.
All right, Mr. Cole, make that. Well, I'll second your motion.
And the correction here we just did on the trees, we're going to do what, a minimum of?
15
trees. And that'll be inserted in page two?
Correct. Right. It's on
A.
Page 2A.
Page 2A, where the last underlined thing is 20 trees, that'll be minimum total of 15 trees.
Okay.
The motion is then to make those amendments.
Second.
Is that cool, George? I mean, Jim, that's okay. We moved to second that we amend the buffer, the revised buffer ordinance as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes, with amendments.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes, finally.
My vote is yes also. Okay, now we need to adopt the...
Make motion to adopt the ordinance as amended.
Second.
The move is second that we adopt the ordinance as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thank you, Orange. That one's only been going since the sun came up about 2 years, not a year ago. Thank you. Okay.
That's two out of the land use plan done. I have 23. 62 more to go. Let's get them done. Bring them all, Joe.